Black Twitter family. It's our season finale, and we're doing all topics. Stay tuned. You've just logged on to Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey.
Tune
whoa.
In right now.
Whoa.
It's the finale.
Hey.
Season
it's finale.
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 Hey,
the
last.
First one, whoa. Not the last.
What?
Bow, bow, bow. Yes!
It's a wrap, y'all!
Listen! Period. Okay? What's
I'll
up, y'all?
I stopped saying it.
Listen, but we can't. It's okay. We've taken it. Listen, Carisha, please. Let us just.
Carisha, please.
Right. We got to get that one. Carisha, please.
Yes.
But yes, how are y'all feeling? It's our season finale. We're so happy that you guys have stuck with us the entire way through. Before we begin, my name is Rocky Harris, and we have a special, you know, co-panelist today. Let them know who you are.
My name is TK Trinidad, y'all. What's up?
Okay. She's like, yes, she's taking the spot of Jamie, who we miss so much, but yes. We are praying for you and
Jamie.
Trunks. Her little fur baby
yes,
is at home.
Better.
You know, she has to snip and tuck some things.
Damn.
But yeah, you know.
If you put it like that.
You know, keeping people safe in the streets.
Why are you putting his business
I'm
out
not
there?
Right.
We
I'm
talked
like
about that last week with Tia.
Like, if you put
that's
it like
not your
that.
Place. You put that business out
listen,
there.
Okay.
I hope he has insurance. That's all I
got
to say. That's expensive.
Just know
but
I'm trying to
no
with
baby.
You, doggy, and Jamie.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm
wait,
Sierra
what?
Stafford.
Wait, oh, no, TK. See, we're going to get in. TK's already ready, y'all.
She's ready.
Sitting already on the edge.
I mean, I'm just trying to introduce myself like you this is.
I'm just saying, you didn't want to put your doggy. I'm sorry,
listen,
my bad.
We're going to get into it, but Sierra.
Hey, guys, it's me, Sierra Stafford. You know, it's me. I'm back.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jay Lamar, in the building.
Yes, and we have so many amazing topics. As you guys know, our topics are our signature segments where we talk about what's going on in the conversation amongst Black people on Twitter. So, we're going to finish our tank conversation, though. So, our question was, does our sexual acts, you know, kind of define what our sexuality is? Did you see the conversation with Tank when he went on lip service with Angelique?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it, and I saw somebody else talk about it. That makes sense, so I know what he's talking about.
Okay. So, pretty much, he said that he doesn't think that you are gay or potentially bisexual if you've only had a sexual act like giving oral to a man and receiving oral from a man, that's not making him gay if he does it once or twice.
Hmm.
No? How do you feel, TK?
Well, the thing is, the comment that they took, they took that comment and they, like, expanded it. But apparently in the interview with Lip Service, that's not exactly what he was saying. So he wasn't for that. Like,
no, he definitely said, and I quote,
distinctively.
He doesn't. Yeah, I
yeah,
know, he
but
doesn't.
He said that, but it was in context to something else. That's what Andrew Yee was saying.
But he feels that way. He feels that if you have a sexual act with a man, so for instance, if he were to go out and try to have a sexual act, like try it out, and you see how you feel about it, and you don't like it, that doesn't necessarily mean that you are gay or straight, which is another conversation that they brought up on Issa Rae. I don't know if you guys saw Insecure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a conversation that is happening now amongst Black people, where it's, why is it that women have the privilege of being able to try out their sexualities versus a man being able to, especially amongst the Black community?
That is only in the Black community. Because in other communities, it's okay to be sexually fluid.
Well, not
but they are community.
All
communities. Really?
No.
Well, what?
Talk to some Italians. They ain't for that.
Well, okay. Well,
okay.
But
they
are aggressive.
Yeah.
In the white community, it's okay for
it's
their men
accepted.
To be. It's more acceptable for their men to be.
Depending on the white community. We can't, just like how we're not a monolith, we can't put the white folks in a monolith either.
But if statistics will show, if you more than likely, white women are okay with their men being sexually fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of times it's an interaction with all three. Mm-hmm. You know, they're allowed to end their...
Oh, some threesomes?
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I think that that's also growing amongst races, too.
Mm-hmm.
But would you date a man who...
No.
Why?
Yeah, no.
Just because... Okay, so, but would you see him now as being potentially gay or bisexual?
Yes.
I just... There's already enough. There's so many... There's just so much temptation, and there's just so much all that other stuff out there. I don't want to have to, because I have an active mind. Like, I overthink everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to see a pretty sister and it's like, all right, she might be a threat. But now to see a pretty dude is like, that's just too much for my mind to comprehend.
Oh, so
that's
you feel like.
Yeah, I don't want to.
So now you're talking about the now, man
now,
and the
now
woman
I'm looking everywhere.
I mean, I told you that's how I feel
with
dating bisexual guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have to sometimes deal with
be
that.
Like,
yeah.
Well, but
I know how bad I am. So it's like, oh,
oh.
Oh, oh. You ain't got what I got.
I cannot deal.
No. At the end of the day, people are going to cheat no matter what. You can't stop them from you cheating. You can't. Exactly. However, you know, like I said, I have an overactive mind, so I don't want to in my down moment be looking at everybody. So, nah, I'm good. I want the dude to take out the trash, drive me everywhere. I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll do all this. I want, you know, some traditional roles, but I want certain things to be
traditional roles has nothing to me to do with like sexual preference, because there are a lot of gay guys who really are like strong-minded men,
mm-hmm,
and they love being the provider, right, the mm-hmm one to take out the trash and stuff like that.
Right. Shout out to Jorge, my best friend Jorge. He does that. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I think what I've learned just talking last week and this week is really mm-hmm just a personal preference, and yeah, nothing's wrong with it. Because even for me, I had the same answer. Like, no, I'm not with it. My answer remains, but
You're more open to your dude possibly sucking some doing, penis?
I'm up to the thought of other people saying that. Not mine, sweetie. I'm open to the fact that if someone else said it, I'll be like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, like, that's right, cool right, if you right do
but
it.
But what if it's like, y'all remember Rice and Cabbage? Home, little boy, Rice and Cabbage. Eat your Rice and Cabbage. He was in high school when he created that video.
No.
Ask so fat you want to grab it.
You gotta eat your rice and cabbage.
So have y'all seen him now?
No.
So remember when he was in high school, he was like very flamboyant.
Oh, we'll see.
Now, as an adult,
He's not.
He's very much so like a macho
man.
Like
a bear?
Is he gay or something?
He claims he's bisexual now. He's slinging ding-a-lang on Twitter.
Oh, you know Jay Lamar.
I'm saying that to say, so for him, he transitioned from that feminine guy to like this macho masculine guy as in his adulthood. So what if y'all met a guy maybe in high school, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? I mean, he experimented.
Mm-hmm.
And as an adult, he hasn't been with a guy. But he openly told you, like, well, in high school, I tried it out. Didn't like it.
I guess for me, it's why didn't you like it? Because we've all had sexual experiences where it was like,
Because what if you liked it?
But what if he said he didn't like it?
But okay, so that's is true. It just these two isolated situations, or because we've all had a bad kiss?
Ain't that what Tank said?
I'm saying, but we've all had those bad moments. Mm-hmm. But you got aroused off of this, of knowing that this other person is a man, the same sex as you.
But so what if he didn't get aroused? What if it was his
You wanted to try it out. It was a thought in your brain. Interested. It was a fantasy thought behind it. Like, I'm a woman. I can see if it was another woman. We have similar things. That's a man.
I think after it's been like in high school and now he's a grown man and he tells me this, I think I would watch him a little bit more for certain actions.
Okay.
Because your actions speak more than what your words say. So you could say, yeah, I'm not attracted to them anymore, but we going out and I'm sensing that you're like
looking at something.
It's like your actions are
So would that make you more sensitive though? Like
that'd probably be a real no after that.
Yeah, that will tell me that I don't know you are all the way true.
Mm-hmm.
You might be saying that because you want this situation, but you might want this on the side. So
because I have friends from high school that were gay and not they're married to women and have children and stuff like that.
But they're still bisexual.
I mean, I get that because...
I don't know that no more.
Do you guys watch Love & Hip Hop? I'm sorry, real quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know Zell Swag?
Yeah.
Zell? So he committed on this season that, you know, he's kind of into back to women now. He don't want to be men anymore.
In the beginning, he said he's into both anyway.
He said he used to date women anyways, but now he's like, I want a family, I want kids. So he's like, I'm kind of looking into women again. So, that's why I said I can understand it. I see it. It's possible, but for the question of what I accept or what I dated, I don't think I could.
Well, and I think that's...
But I will accept it from anybody. I don't judge.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between when people are like threesomes, for example. Most women... most of the time you see is two women. You don't really see a woman and two men because obviously the man is like, nah, I'm not into this. They can be into two women, but they're not gonna, like, you can't expect your man, if, like, for instance, when women be like, oh, I'm not
it's
gonna
a
have a threesome.
Standard, really, but.
Yeah, but.
But
this,
not really,
this is
because
going through a whole rabbit hole because there's situations.
It's just a double standard that weird? Society have made, conditioned us to. I mean, because think it's the same. I mean, okay, I feel like men are different, but it's the same type of thing. It's the same sex, same.
Yeah,
sex.
No,
but it's
just like. If I'm a bisexual woman and I know that I'm sexually attracted to women, and I'm not sexually attracted to two men doing something, like, I think that all that would be kind of like borderline gay for me.
Yeah.
Like,
but in the threesome, there's two guys and a girl, but the guys don't touch each other.
I think that's very hard because, I mean, Most, yeah. But look at this. Most dudes straight men. Trains, so. Yeah, most straight men run trains on girls.
That's what I'm saying. All so the time. It's a little
but,
different.
But I think yeah, mentally, a lot of guys,
they don't look at each other, gay. Apparently.
They do look at each other because they're not gay. They look at it because that turns them on.
Right, right, right.
They watch the pornos.
Of other guys,
but that's this what I'm is saying is a woman can't.
I know, a very interesting topic.
But if you walk into your man watching a porno, with, does that make him gay? Him watching another?
Well, no. If a woman's on the screen, no.
No, but
what if he's getting off? I mean, he's getting
and two guys.
No, I'm just saying that women.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As long as a woman on the screen,
you women can't expect. Like, for instance, women are like, no. Well, if you can have a threesome with two girls, I need to have a threesome with two guys. But if that dude's not into that situation, how can you expect him to want that if he doesn't want another guy
a threesome
there?
With two guys doesn't even sound appetizing.
It does sound, yeah.
Well, you know. Then that's how we get into the sexuality, y'all. It's
different strokes and different folks. Different strokes and different folks.
The spectrum.
I ain't gonna say nothing to my friend.
Because it's a spectrum. Listen.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
It's a beauty.
Period. My name's Vivian.
I don't want you innocent.
Listen.
You good, I promise.
It is a great thing when black people
love
can discuss.
Love and light. Oh, my goodness.
You got to talk about it at
gotta
some point.
Got to talk about it.
You know, figure out what you like, what you don't like, you know, before it's too late.
We all look like
before it's
don't
too late.
So,
okay. So we're going to move on to our second topic. Are there levels to cheating? I cannot deal with y'all. So with all these topics, we're going to check in with Black Twitter. So Lamar says there are different levels of flirting, but all flirting whenever you are in a relationship is cheating to me.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Ooh,
I don't know if
I agree. Okay, so take it away.
I feel like this. If I'm out at the club with my friends, a guy's next to me, and he wants to buy me a drink, I'm having casual conversation. Oh, you know, he's talking about I'm nice looking, you know, look good. I'm like, okay.
That's not flirting, though. You're just talking.
Mm. And they buy you.
Conversation is flirting.
No, I can talk to you like, yeah, thank you. Or I can just be like.
What is that?
That's flirting.
Okay.
Mm. Or I can just be like, oh, okay.
Thank you.
That's cool.
But
that ain't flirting.
Okay, let's go down the line. What is your definition of cheating?
Physical actions.
Oh, physical.
Conversation.
But that's because you're a man.
Yeah, but also conversation that's going to lead to physical
flirty
action.
Conversation or just conversation?
Flirty conversation.
Intentional conversation.
Yes. If you have a conversation with intent to do something.
Okay.
That's flirting. However, if you're at the club and you bump into somebody, they buy you a drink, you buy them a drink, whatever.
Right.
Well, you're not taking my money and buying shit.
I'm not buying you nothing.
But if somebody buys you a drink because you're having a conversation, that's okay. I'm not going to be mad about that.
Okay. Sierra. Your definition of cheating?
I agree. I mean, because I feel like if you're flirting, because you're flirting to lead to something. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a part of cheating. Physical flirting. I'm grown. I'm mature. So I can accept, like, casual conversation or if you just have to, you what stuff like that. But I need to know that that's just what it was.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But other than that, you know flirting. You know right from wrong. So I don't have to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I put it like this. It's one of those situations that somebody, there's two situations that comes to mind. I have a friend, he's in radio, he's a big flirt, but he has a girl. And everybody knows he has a girl, right? So you accept the flirtation, but you know nothing's going to go past it because he never steps past that boundary.
I've heard natural flirts, though. Because even my ex said, he don't call me flirt, he said I'm too friendly. And I was like, I'm just supposed to walk up and be like, don't look at me?
Yeah, but if you're, you're friendly, but the guy knows there's no way in hell that he's going to get to you, that's two different things.
Well,
and that's how I approach it. Like, I'm in a relationship and some chick is, you know, approaching my dude, but he's like, she's approaching and
his guard is up?
His guard is up, but she also knows that there's no way. She can shoot her shot, but it's not going to happen.
Right. She shouldn't be feeling that comfortable either.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I just feel like it's the principle of
people
it, though.
People chase what they can't have.
Right. There's like an aura. Once you get some either good penis or you get something in you, everybody wants to come. And it's like,
that's why you can't tell people about what you get either.
You can't tell them, but sometimes people know without saying nothing. And I tell you how many people be...
I mean,
all up in the DMs.
I think that's cheating crazy. Is, yeah, anything physically, emotionally, mentally, where you are entertaining someone with intent to do something.
Somebody should know.
So what if it's just like casual conversation at the bar?
Okay, I'm going to say this. Okay, I'm going to give y'all an example. So if you go into a club and somebody buys you a drink and you accept the drink, but you don't do nothing with them, is that flirting or is that inappropriate to y'all?
If they assume that after that night you're going home with them, then you've done something wrong to make them
feel
that way.
But they just bought me a drink. I ain't telling telling them to do nothing.
I'm gonna be in, I have a situation, perfect situation. Like, okay, you offered to buy me a drink, and I said no, I'm okay, because for me, I think if you're offering about a drink, you want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's my initial
dinner,
reaction. Exactly.
Not so, saying I'm taking all that. Not
but
all
but
that.
Exactly. So if I'm in a relationship, I'm going to say no, just off the bat. But if you proceed to say, okay, just a drink, it's friendly, and I trust that it's friendly, I might do it if it, because I feel like, okay, it's friendly. So it's just that you have to,
you have to gauge it. I didn't tell you to do nothing. You bought that drink.
Yeah,
no, exactly.
As long as I'm not exchanging numbers, Instagram, or anything like that with you.
As long as I give you a dance afterwards and we ain't doing multiple drinks and now we at the bar all night. No.
There was a post on social media, so a friend of mine posted it, and it's like, if you don't have a unlock thing on your phone and your significant other can pick up your phone with no issues, then you good.
That's how I am.
You rush towards your phone because whatever, then that's a situation.
Like, okay, that's
well,
fine.
I always tell people
your
that day, it's gonna take 90
have
days.
Snooped?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, it's easy. I'm not a snooper.
I don't do it anymore, but it's very easy.
Back in the day,
simple. It's not like on my regular agenda, but no, I've done it before. But
if
like,
your phone light up, I'm
back in the day.
Man.
No, do you have the code and you actually go in, you go through everything?
I know the code.
And see, I would play with him. I would just like open his phone.
Jail my
just
childish.
To see what he's going to do.
Just see what he's going to do.
Yeah.
If he don't do it, I'm like, oh.
That's how
they get it. But he like, yo, all right, let's go through. All right. At 847, you text who?
Yeah. A real cheater would have a private file and a private account.
So I have a next question for y'all. Right, TK just took a
talk to herself.
I'm just saying.
Don't teach people how to cheat.
No, I'm just saying.
She said, let me tell you the right way to do it.
I'm saying if you're going to do it, then do it.
Well, nowadays there are so many apps and stuff where you can hide pictures, you can hide messages.
Look, just don't have me find out.
Men are not that smart. You're going to find out.
That's the problem. That is the problem.
Is it the problem?
They think that's great for us.
It is great, but however, if you look like, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever, there were men who had different families in a different town, and the wife supposedly
some in the same neighborhood.
Some in the same, and the wife supposedly didn't know, and he stayed married to his wife, and they were kind of, like, they might have been happy, they might not have been happy, but that's a situation. Now, people are just so messy with it, and I'm just like, I honestly feel if you're gonna go out your way to cheat, one, we should be good. Like, our home should be good, our family should be good. You should be cheating if you're broke. That's
TK,
my situation.
TK saying, look, if you're gonna get cheated on, live that life.
Like if we... Hypothetical situation. Let me build the situation for you. If we get married, we start off from the bottom, and we get to the top, and you've decided to cheat, it's one thing. I'm not going to be happy about it, but it's one thing. But if we start from the bottom...
Are you cheating back?
And we see... Well, you know. If we start from the bottom, and we're still at the bottom... Like, dude, we have work to do. Like,
I see what you're saying. Because cheating is expensive.
It's expensive, but like, how you have the audacity? Like, we have things to do. We have bills to pay. We have children. We have all this.
I don't understand open relationships, because I feel like when people like say they have open relationships,
I feel like be single.
But to me, like, if you have an open relationship, it costs.
You're spending money
on that person. You're taking that person out. You're doing something.
Not necessarily. Some open relationships mean like I can do what I want and
you can do whatever you want.
It's don't ask, don't tell.
But
so,
you spend that money.
Not necessarily.
You take that to McDonald's, Burger King,
hotel,
something.
Well, you talking about as a man.
You say McDonald's.
They're not getting nothing special.
But I don't even think, not necessarily. You got one night stands. Dudes don't always pay for these.
My one night stands are expensive.
I met somebody who is in an open relationship
a while back, and he is well off.
Okay.
His partner was well off too. They had a big house in Venice, and he was in an open relationship. He told me about it. I'm like, well, let's just see this, because I mean he took me out to dinners, he bought me stuff, it was a good situation.
However,
but we're still friends. We no longer interact, but we're still good friends. And his situation is they're in an open relationship. She had her thing, he had his thing.
So will you stay with somebody if they cheated on you, if you good, if you set?
It depends on the situation. It really depends on the situation.
I really hope to God that I am that woman that will leave a situation, no matter if it's kids, marriage, I don't care how long.
I don't know.
It depends on the situation.
When I was engaged,
he cheated one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was...
While you were engaged or before that?
While we were engaged.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Wow. He cheated one time. And then I was on my way to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Went to Atlanta. I was supposed to be job searching. I was so distraught about him cheating. Only thing I could think of was partying.
Mm-hmm.
I met a man. a police officer outside the club. Mm-hmm. We end up, you
police
know,
officers are good oof, too.
Yes. We end up interacting, having a good time.
And firefighters.
I went back home to my man, back to Cleveland at that time. And I felt a sense of relief because I got this secret revenge.
But that is not good. And
that's, it's not good. It's not good at all. But I felt like I got mine.
Right.
I thought, okay, now. And I feel like now.
Like, you've done it, not playing tit for tat, but you've done it, so I can't, yeah, I don't feel as
so
bad.
This is building right. this so foundation now I feel like, of toxicity.
Right. Right. It did completely. Because yeah. after that.
Oh, you guys didn't after get that, married.
We didn't get married. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Because he cheated again.
Oh, yeah. See,
and then I'm like, I'm not about to go back. I'm not, that's not who I am. So, right. I'm not about to sleep with persons.
So you've been cheated on, Jay Lamar. Have you been cheated on before?
Good question.
Like, you would never know. That's how I feel, too. I felt like I was getting cheated on. You know. I just didn't know. No, I don't. I mean, not at that age. I think I was really naive. Like, if it was happening, I didn't know.
Trust your intuition.
I think now, for sure. But, like,
I would say, because I'm not sure, but I definitely have taken a guy back for doing some messed up stuff.
No, I feel like, if you're in a situation where you guys haven't been on good terms, because if you're married or if you're in a relationship, however long it is, it's going to go through ups and downs. It's always going to be a honeymoon period.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's through a down period where you guys just weren't getting along, but you're trying to stick it out and it happened, but it was a one-time thing, then I get that. But if I'm thinking we're good, we're living the life,
I'm going to check in with
and he has a whole situation, then there's going to be some issues.
But it's like, at this age, we know that it's never just a one-time thing.
Well, see, okay, I'm going to check in with live chat really quick, though. Jamie is sticking with us, even though she's not here physically. She's in the live chat.
Hey, Jamie.
So she said, thoughts become words and words become actions.
Period.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yes.
They give it Jamie the side effect. She loves it.
I feel like, I don't know, I'm pretty sure she was talking about this, but it could have been about Tank either way. It's what you do things that you think about.
They both relate. It both relates.
Right.
I think that could be to cheating, too, when we're talking about
fighting. Right. Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to be with anybody. If they've cheated on me, I know within myself I'll never forget it.
It's hard to erase.
It made me think about it all the time.
Because to me, I just feel like, especially if I have kids, like I've invested so much into this relationship and I've let you invest into me. I wish you would.
That's what I'm saying. If you're gonna do it, then you make sure
I don't want none of that. Sure, I'm okay. Make sure you do it properly. But I don't want the tangible, like, all that stuff. No, I just feel like, Beyonce. That's, I was like, Jay-Z.
She took him back.
That's what I'm saying. I just
wouldn't did it. I wouldn't have did it.
Yeah,
but they renewed their vows.
Here's the thing. My thing is,
what to the old ones? The old ones went away.
I guess that. I'm just a messenger.
I hope that's true. But for the amount of married men who come up to me and try to talk to me, mm-hmm. is one of those situations where it's just like, I hope. Yes, but if you're going to do it, then you're going to do it. Like, I had a friend, he was married, he had a side piece, then he called me one day to be an alibi for this. I'm like, look, if you're going to get a side piece, then she has to know that she's a pot side piece. Like, don't bring me into situations that tell about you.
But, you know, nowadays these girls are really okay with that. But also, they like publicizing that they're messing up homes. They like that.
Yeah, and that's, okay, so this kind of brings up another side conversation part of this. Okay, so like the City Girls, I'm not going to say Hot Girl Summer, because Hot Girl Summer is a very positive image that just got totally messed up. City Girls, I don't know if that was a positive thing, but I just feel like this whole like glamorization of like stealing dudes' money and like prostituting yourself is hella weird to me. I'm not going to lie. Like, it is hella weird. Huh?
We're
in 2019, so I'm just using those examples from this year. But I mean, I just feel like it is a little weird that we are promoting that. And that's the same for men, too, mm-hmm. and that a rapper is talking about selling drugs. Papa Molly's, like, we've had so many young people die from being addicted to opiates and all types of drugs. Like, that's wild to me that we, as a community, we do promote that type of lifestyle.
Because I think artists don't think that deep. They just think about what sells, what's popular, what's hot, what's accepted.
Also, what's relatable
people
to them.
People don't think about the reality. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true, but
that's sensitivity.
I just feel like I could never be no chick that's really laying down to get no bag.
I think for them, more so, it's a mindset of, I'm getting something out of this, because men have ran over them, men have done things. So it's like, okay, if we're going to have this type of interaction, at least I'm leaving with a Rolex.
But you're
at least
that,
I'm leaving with a G-Wagon.
I've learned that, too. Certain women act differently based off how they're brought up. Because obviously, me and you obviously probably, or none of us would say that.
Right.
But I mean, if you're brought up in that type of lifestyle, that's probably all you know. And to you, that's probably like the greatest thing ever to you. Because that's what your capacity of life have showed you. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. So I just, it's just, to me, I just,
I mean, I don't think it's okay. It's just
No. I feel you. People are just brought up in that circumstance, so that's what they do.
So here's a scenario.
Do you think they really do that? It's really it's funny because I was just listening to the other day.
I think women are players.
That's not me. So you think their lyrics? No, not saying it's not. I just want to know. Do you like think their lyrics are real? Because when I listen to lyrics, I'm like, dang, y'all really be doing this? I think that's in my head. Like y'all really do that.
That was when the twin girl that got went to federal prison. What was the Claremont twin? Was $400. She took his credit card and was paying all her bills. Like and then. What's that that website called?
SugarDaddy.com.
But it's not sugar, but it's another one. Anyway, I know people personally who have gone on those websites and like that's what they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know a lot of people do that.
And it's very popular in Hollywood. Like really, like I mean really everywhere.
Thanks,
Ross. I mean, you know, like it was just one girl, I mean, decked to the everything, but she still had her job that was at K24. I don't know if you know Kitchen 24 is real good. She literally told us like how she maintains her lifestyle and she was like, I have a sugar daddy. And people are very proud to say it, and that's fine. I do.
Yeah,
agree.
But a sugar daddy is different from prostitution.
It's all the same. If you laying down for someone to pay your mortgage or do whatever,
I'm a sugar daddy.
I feel like you're gonna have to as a single adult, you're having sex regardless.
Yeah.
So why are you? But if you're having sex regardless,
I had a sugar daddy. He's still my friend. We don't sleep together. He supports me on career wise. At one time we were sleeping together, and he helped me out when I didn't have money, and we're still friends. Like it wasn't prostitution. He was actually really good at what he did in the bedroom.
So we don't know. The definition of prostitution is not an exchange; it's a transaction.
Yeah, but that's not how it started. Like it started as he was interested. He was a little bit older, and I was just like, "All right, let's."
Prostitution sounds less harsh. I mean, sugar daddy sounds less harsh than prostitution. Let's be real. I wouldn't say it's the same thing.
I think there's two different elements. If you're sleeping with him and you're not attracted to him at all, and the whole intention was to get the bag, it's different.
But yeah, I feel like he's a little bit more sloppy.
He happened to buy me stuff because he had more money than I did.
I feel like it's your business, your body. Your body, your business.
You're right. Like, I'm not taking nothing from nobody. Like, you do what you want to do. But don't ask me how I feel, because I'm going to be like, okay.
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel. Like, I mean,
So if you're sleeping with somebody older, it's prostitution?
It's not about it being older. It's about you doing something for the exchange. It's saying, hey, I need this done, this. A relationship is not based off the exchange after the fact, though.
Yeah, what if y'all sleep together? You wake up the next day, he got a Porsche on the driveway. Like, baby, it's for you. Have a good day.
No, but I don't
You ain't going to take it?
No.
It's not a genuine relationship. You're just my sugar daddy.
You're exactly. The relationship is based off of a transaction. This person, if you were in a relationship, I'm talking about like if you met this dude and it was like, oh, I'm just balling and I was taking care of you, then that's different. But you're looking for a baller to ball you out in exchange.
Then I guess he wasn't. So then what do I call him? If he wasn't a sugar daddy.
Listen.
You call him what you want to.
It looks like a duck. It sound like a duck. It's a dog. What Phaedra said. Listen. Okay, and that's like again.
I really wanted to shout him out too, but I was like, that's not good.
No, it is.
Because they're gonna be on there googling them, girl. They're gonna take your man.
Power to women who are using whatever to get past whatever you need to in life. I feel you, but I'm better than that.
There are a lot of women that are on public platforms that necessarily enjoy men taking care of. Look, if we talk about the housewives,
Marlo,
Portia got. Marlo. Now, Marlo's a different situation. Portia got the Bentley.
She cheated on him, too.
But that's
Portia got the Bentley.
I don't care.
Kenya Moore got the Rolls Royce.
She cheated on her, too.
Wait.
Both their husbands cheated on them.
But remember, no. Oh. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is weird.
Outside of that, but remember they had those African guys sending them cars.
Oh, yeah,
the
African
money.
Princes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
That was
like
sugar daddies, though?
Yeah.
I thought it was actually dating these people.
Nah, Big Papa, Kim. He's a sugar daddy.
But some men really enjoy knowing they're taking care of somebody.
Yeah, I had a beauty budget. It was amazing.
I know that was sugar daddy.
Not a beauty budget. Mm. You better fall on his dime.
That's a good budget.
It was really good.
I feel this will probably be our last topic that we get into, which I think is most interesting, especially with the women on the panel. I want to know what you guys think. So Taylor Alexa says, I get tired of women talking about male privilege. Men may not get raped like women do, but women don't get falsely accused of rape and thrown in jail and have their name tarnished forever as a sex offender. I'm just saying. Mm. Do you guys feel like women have privilege?
But women don't get falsely accused of rape.
But she's saying, for instance, if I go now and say someone, J. Lamar raped me, they're going to believe me ten times more than they believe J. Lamar.
Yeah.
That's a privilege that I have as a woman. Okay. That's the point that she's trying to...
Okay.
But so I feel like Yes and no, because I feel like men have created that narrative. We did not we don't control that story within ourselves.
Okay.
We didn't make that situation happen. The same with women going to work, and like why a lot of women feel like, well, this dude needs to take care of me, or he needs to have this amount mm-hmm. of money. That's not a narrative that
racial
women
things too.
Right. Mm-hmm. We did not create that narrative.
I do feel like in that particular situation, a woman does have privilege, because not about right. 10, if a woman went to the police department and said, oh, you know, Sierra raped me last night. Well, how?
Like how a woman rape a man.
Like it'll be like yeah. how? You know what yeah. I'm saying? Did she drug mm-hmm. you? Like what was involved? Did
and there's
you get
men
tied
who've
up?
Like almost lost. You take like Aziz Ansari, who went on a date and he thought like it went well. She sent him a text and apparently didn't go well. He said he was sorry. And then months later she posted on some thing.
Yeah.
And essentially tried to destroy his career. But thankfully he respond if he didn't respond to that text message mm-hmm. that she sent, like it would have been a wrap. So yeah, in some situations, yes. I don't like And then some things are up for interpretation. Mm-hmm. Like even in this era, I look back at certain things. I'm like, damn, that was sexual harassment. I'm not gonna go back and like accuse.
But I don't think men would think that way.
You have a story to tell.
Oh,
Listen, look, I ain't about to tell
we
you.
Did, we need TK
something. I have stories.
Special news featuring TK. I think most men interact with like those type of things differently. I think that if a man was sexually harassed, he doesn't think like that.
Because he wanted anyway.
He's like, well, she playing hard.
He wanted anyway.
Like this easy.
Like, damn, she easy. Like, she coming right, on me hard. Like, right. I don't think a man will walk away from a situation feeling like, she made me feel weird. You know what I'm saying?
It's rare.
And I mean, yeah, it's very rare. So I think we just have to argue what's out really happening, not what we think is right or wrong. Right. I mean, it's very rare to hear something like that. And I feel like if a woman say, but I feel like for what she said, we've seen situations where a woman would be believed and she mm-hmm. wouldn't be believed. So it's kind of like,
and also,
I
too,
don't know.
Again, we're not raping ourselves. It's predominantly men that are raping us. So that narrative is true. It's just the fact that a woman is now taking advantage
I think
of it.
When mm-hmm. it becomes tricky is when it's a Caucasian and a black man. That's when it's like, who do I believe?
Yeah, well, that's no, always tricky.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's more tricky if it's a black man and a black woman. I'm always like,
You don't think, because a lot of times, I'm going to be honest, because a lot of times, you know, white girls lie.
No, that's what I'm saying.
A lot of times, too, the black dude was kind of stupid at the moment. So it's kind of like,
well, no, I automatically think, like, oh, this white girl problem. Like, I don't assume, but I automatically think, like, okay, that's likely the case.
You see so many stories.
Right.
Because it's common.
Guys who lost their lives in jail over some situation.
Right.
But because did you guys hear about that football player? It was a black girl, and he lost his football deal, mm-hmm. like everything. I forget what his name is, but they're making a movie about him now.
Oh, and it was they already made the movie, didn't they?
Yeah, right. Because they're on Brian something. Now. Yeah, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But he went to prison for hell
years.
Yeah. And I was like, dang, like, did this, you know, really just happen? Which is actually, we're about to get into that other topic of, like, should you call out black people? But we'll probably get into that later. But so the same with hitting a man versus. So wait, because we were talking about it behind scenes. Sierra, how do you feel?
Listen, I don't know. Okay, I don't condone it because, like, if you poke a man, because I've seen videos where, like, a girl would just be
him in
just,
the forehead,
just, but not even that, just really just going at it, and he's just sitting there and taking it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen dudes retaliate because it's like, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
But I feel like when people ask me this question, I think about if I had a son.
Mm-hmm.
And what would I tell my son if he said, my girl or this girl is hitting me? What would I tell them? I have a little brother, so it's like, what would I tell them? So I think I would say, you know, don't hit a woman, but let her know that you don't need to touch me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, and you can do that in a way. You can. I feel like men are naturally stronger than women. You mm-hmm. can stop a girl from hitting you.
Yeah.
So if I feel like she's hitting you crazy, you can either stop her and grab her, or grab her and shake the until she comes down.
Yeah.
I just feel like men have more control over women,
right?
Yeah. And just knocking her out. And your strength is 10 times my strength,
right? Yeah.
So my little punch probably ain't doing shit. What you about to do to me?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you just need to.
I agree. In that particular situation, I think you should take, as a man, take control of the situation.
Yeah.
Don't knock her out because you know you can.
Right. You know and what that's saying? You know you can. You that's part of what she's
but,
doing.
I
you
mean,
know you can.
You like. Can, you can, like, I hate domestic violence in the first place. I distinctly hate domestic violence. I hate
on both sides, too.
On both sides.
Yeah,
I hate to see it. But, I mean, if you're being attacked by a woman, you know, restrain her as much as you can
exactly.
without causing any type of bodily harm. Because as a man, you are strong. So even if you yoke
her
up, you know,
even
if you yoke her up, you know, say you may leave marks on her, but
right.
like, restrain her to the best of your ability.
And you can 10 times out of 10. I'm not mm-hmm. 10 times out of 10. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
unless you got a weapon or something, you know?
But most women take it to that next level because they know that they can.
And that's the privilege.
And that's why I said, and it is a privilege, but that's why I said she needs to know, though, this not the privilege going on within us.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Said, listen, I'm having a son and he gonna know.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like,
oh, I handle it myself.
You keep your head.
Ma.
On the way.
You have to keep your hands to yourself. Like, for you to have the audacity to put your hands on somebody and not expect them to do something back to you, I don't condone that, but I also, I've dated men where it's like, yes, you get into that thing and you're my instinct is to hit them, but then my sensibility is like, bitch, no. Like I don't even want to test those waters.
Right. Exactly.
Because you just don't know. And a perfect example to that is the whole Rihanna Chris Brown thing. If you listen to Chris Brown's whole documentary and you listen to Rihanna's interviews with Oprah and all this other stuff and you hear both sides of the situation and how it played out, she wasn't just
I don't condone it.
However, if you are driving the car and you're all over this situation,
he deformed her face though. Like her face was her face needed surgery.
Like, I don't.
It was like he was really ugly. It was like a.
And he was cheating on her.
They were both not right. But my thing is, as a female, I'm never gonna put hands on a male or a female. Period. Actually, I'm lying. If you touch me, there's going to be a situation. There's going to be repercussions in a situation. But at the end of the day, I'm never going to be the first person to lay hands on anybody.
Yeah,
and
no,
I'm
going to
teach both my sons and my daughter that. However, with my son, if the female's putting one, if he's dating a female that's putting hands on him, then we need to, there's the whole
different situation. Yeah,
what energy are you putting out to have this female just thinking about that? That's a whole other thing.
Woman.
Ooh, kids is a lot.
You got to prepare them.
Wait, was female woman? Say
that? Well, I mean, that's your choice as a woman.
Is there something? Is this another female conversation we need to have?
Kinda. Okay. But we can get into it later another time. But
wait, I missed it.
Female woman. Well,
you might as well say it now.
Right. So, do you care when people say like these females? Do you feel like it's derogatory?
No.
These females. It depends on how it's used.
Because
I've heard it different ways, so it depends on how it's used.
So they say these women.
Of course. Because
people try to, it's reducing you to your, like, your sex versus that's just what you are versus.
I mean, people do use it disrespectfully, and then I feel like sometimes people just use it as just like that you normally say females, you know? So I think how it's used. And you'll know the difference, I feel.
So did I say disrespectfully?
You a little. Oh, I guess you said it in a disrespectful way.
I hear it, but
you're a female. I feel like you can say it.
That's why I was like, this is you. That's your choice. Like,
I ain't know anymore.
I say females too as a female. If it's.
I feel like it's just like the
bitches. I don't know.
Like,
I feel like it's how you use it.
We don't like to say it.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like it's how you use it. I feel like it's just how you use it.
Oh, okay. Well, she as a Caribbean gal, that's only because that's your situation. She feels like black people shouldn't use them.
I did not say that. Why do you always keep on with the whole
thing?
Here's the situation. In LA, people that are born, some folks that are born in LA, they use the N-word a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been fraternizing with people who were born in LA up until this moment. Because
she's a Caribbean gal. And so when people are black Americans,
I'm dating
a
dude who's from LA and he's referring to everybody as the N-word. And then he referred to me as the N-word. I'm like, no, we ain't doing that.
And that's your choice.
Like, you've been calling me gorgeous this whole time. Let's just keep it there. Like,
especially my spouse, don't call me it. When you're mad, like, or don't call
me
N-word either.
Mad, sad, happy. We just not using it. Like,
I don't like being referred to that by anybody personally.
But
especially my spouse.
But I don't care if you say it. Like, I say it sometimes.
It's just how you say it.
I just don't want you to say it to me.
She doesn't like it to be used in conversation with her.
Yeah.
At
no,
all.
You can well, use it. Word, no, you can use. That's what I'm saying. You can use it in conversation.
It's not at you.
But if we're in a relationship, then there's no way in any of that situation you're saying my N-word. You saying this. You say like you're not saying that.
That word
to
was
me.
Forbidden in my household.
Oh,
like, every black household.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to use it, and even
it
as
was like
adult,
a curse word.
As an adult, I can call my mom and let's say something happened, or I'm in traffic. I can use every other word.
I can't use any word
while I'm on the phone with her. But if I say the N-words, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's like the cuss word. No, seriously, it was like a cuss word.
We didn't cuss at all, but my...
Or like saying lie, you a lie?
Yeah, or call... We couldn't say she or he to our mom and dad. You have to say mom and dad.
You can't say that. Yeah. I still can't do any...
We can't say... You can't... Like, I can't
refer
say...
to them
she's,
other than...
Like, she's going out. I have to say mom is going outside.
Yeah, you can't...
You don't say she. You don't refer to.
I would not never say she.
Yeah, I don't think I. That's my mom. I'm gonna say mom or dad.
Well, y'all.
It's like the. You know.
I take my brother. She get on my nerves in private, but that's
different. I cannot deal. Well, it's been amazing. 15 episodes, y'all. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. Unfortunately, this is our season finale, but we will be back next year, 2020. January 6th, Monday, 7 p.m. PST sharp. My name is Rocky Hair.
We ain't going nowhere.
And turn up. Yes, thank you guys for our All Topics show. And my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV and our special co-panelists.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Yes, you can find me. I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford and my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV.
You can find me on all social media platforms at I am Jay Lamar. Be sure to stalk me. And if you're a sugar daddy, please email me at bookjaylamar at gmail.com.
I'm not taking applications, but for real though,
follow us on social media if y'all want to keep up with what we're doing. And Jamie Gray, obviously, to follow her.
Follow her.
But thank you guys.
It's Jamie with an I, remember?
Right.
J A I M I.
Gray, like the color.
We got you, sis.
But listen, you at home, hey, Trunks. All right, but thank you guys so much. See you guys next year.
Bye, y'all.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.